Hello, Sunshine. I'm Maria.
And my name is Rory, and we are the hosts of the IELTS Speaking for Success podcast, the podcast that aims to help you improve your speaking skills as well as your listening skills along the way.
We've started this podcast to give you gorgeous grammar and fabulous vocabulary for your English life and for a high IELTS score.
A band 9 score.
Some of you might already know that we've partnered with Grammarly, which is an online tool which enables you to proofread and edit documents for grammar, spelling, words, style, punctuation, and even plagiarism. Grammarly checks for more than 250 types of spelling, grammar, and punctuation errors and enhances your vocabulary.
Think of it as makeup for your writing. Grammarly is like makeup for your writing.
Oh, makeup. That's interesting. Shall we talk about makeup?
It's a coincidence.
Oh, this podcast again. Makeup. Rory. Do you wear makeup often?
Well, no. I don't think it's very common for men. Actually, the first, last, and only time I've ever worn makeup was about 15 years ago when I did some modelling for a friend. And that was the strangest experience. The makeup they used felt like it was like wall paint being applied to my face. You could feel it like filling the pores. It wasn't very nice.
What does wearing makeup mean to you?
Well, I'm not quite sure what you mean. If we're talking about what it involves, then we could talk about doing your eyelashes, applying lipstick, wearing concealer. If you're talking about who or what it's for, I think it's mostly about enhancing female attributes, especially on the face. Though that's probably a very Western way of seeing it, I suppose.
Do you give makeup as a gift?
Oh, I think I have a very long time ago. But it's not something I usually buy, since I'm not exactly au fait with cosmetics. I'm much better at books or jewellery.
What do you think when you see a man wearing makeup?
Well, I imagine it depends on the kind. A lot of actors wear makeup, and it's quite important for how they work with a camera, as I understand it. And then sometimes male actors in pantomimes wear overblown amounts of it for a comedic effect. And I think some drag performers wear women's makeup as part of their personas for similar reasons.
What about a woman? If a woman wears makeup, what do you think?
Well, I was talking about this with one of my friends the other day, actually, and like people tend to notice more if women don't wear makeup than if they do. Apparently, women look really different without their makeup. And I've seen a lot of my female friends without makeup, and they do look like a lot different in some cases.
Do you think too much makeup on a woman, is it okay? On a woman's face, let's say.
Well, it's ultimately her choice, isn't it? Like, people can do what they like with their bodies, can't they? I suppose if you wear too much makeup, it's not good for your skin, is it? And that's a concern. And there's other times when, oh, people wear so much, like some women in my country wear so much fake tan that they look like Oompa Loompas, and that's not good. I just don't think it's a healthy look. I don't really understand what people get out of looking like that. Maybe they see themselves differently, but I don't think it's a good look. That's just my opinion, though. Who cares what I think? It's their face.
Thank you, Rory, for your honest answers. I hope you haven't made them up, have you?
Oh, it's a pun. Puns and coincidences.
It's a pun, yeah, because we are talking about makeup. Makeup, it's usually on a woman's face or on a person's face, makeup. And to make something up is to create, to lie about something. You just make it up, you know, to create something. Yep.
Enhance?
What?
Some people think makeup is like a form of deception, but people who argue against it say it's enhancing.
Ah, right. Yeah. I didn't lie to you, darling. It was just half-truth.
Mm-hmm. Although I don't think like you can... sometimes it's clearly a lie. Like, there's a famous singer. She's very talented. She's called Beth Ditto, and she wears lots of makeup. And without it, it's not great. Sorry, Beth, if you're listening, it's true. She'd probably agree.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, so that's an interesting topic. If, you are a man and you're asked about makeup, which is okay, you know, so you can get your way around it, right, and talk about makeup in general and about women. So, first of all, we wear makeup, all right? Wear makeup.
It's like clothes. You wear clothes. You also put it on.
Mm-hmm. And makeup, we spell it like make, then we have, what do you call this little thing between make and up?
A hyphen.
Yes.
So it's hyphenated.
A hyphenated word, yay. So make hyphen up. We can say, dear ladies and gentlemen, we can say, I put on a little eye makeup, for example. So I put on makeup.
You have
I
to be
wear
specific,
makeup.
Is it eyeshadow? Is it mascara? Is it eyeliner?
Hold
I don't know what these
fire.
Things are.
Hold your fire, Rory. I was just
What's the difference between mascara and eyeshadow?
Wait. Just hold your horses.
I have questions. I don't know what any of this is.
Wait. First of all, verbs. So now people wear makeup. They put on makeup, right? Then makeup could be heavy makeup. You can put on a lot of makeup, right? Or you can wear a lot of makeup. Or you can call it thick makeup. Oh, she's wearing thick makeup. Rory talked about actors. Yeah, you can talk about actresses and actors wearing makeup. So we call it stage makeup.
Is it?
Yeah. You say, oh, they are wearing stage makeup.
And it's put on by the makeup department.
Yeah. Nice.
Rupert Everett talked about that in his book. He was like, they used to... It's like, it's not a huge amount, but it makes a huge difference. They've said like if you draw a small line on someone's chin, for example, it can change the way their face looks on camera. That's so cool.
Yeah, true. And we apply makeup, right? And Rory, I think you've used this verb.
Apply lipstick.
Yes, so we apply lipstick. It's interesting, like apply for a job, apply lipstick. Hey, basically put some lipstick on your lips, apply makeup, and then you can remove makeup, right?
With makeup remover.
Yay, yes.
I know what that
say
is.
That. With some special makeup removing face wash. Yes. Yeah, I've got some makeup removing face wash. It could be like organic, it could be, I don't know, fancy makeup removing face wash. You see, I'm using specific vocabulary, topic specific vocabulary, when I talk about makeup.
Still want to know what the difference between eyeshadow and mascara is.
So, there you go. If you are a lady, right? Or if you're a girl, a woman, so female, we can talk about different makeup. What thingies that we have?
Products.
Mascara. Products. Yeah, there you go. We call it makeup products. And we can talk about our makeup kit. Makeup kit. This, you know, a bag where you have all your makeup products. You have a makeup kit. Some people have small suitcases. These professional people. Professional makeup people. So,
Makeup artists.
Mascara, Rory, is what you put on your eyelashes, right? You can have black mascara or green or brown. I have some green mascara, by the way.
No.
Now I'm wearing black mascara, right? So on your eyelashes, right? We call them eyelashes. Rory has beautiful eyelashes.
Yes.
Are you wearing any mascara?
No, it's all natural. Just like the coincidences on our podcast.
We are talking about makeup.
I had to get that joke in somewhere.
Good. Yeah. So mascara. Then I can have eyeshadows. So eyeshadows is something that I put here on my eyes. Not inside my eyes, but like, you know, here. Eyeshadow.
This sounds really complicated.
Glittery, shiny eyeshadows. Then I can have an eyeliner. So if I want to turn Rory into a singer, I would really use some eyeliner here to kind of like, I would use black eyeliner for you. It would look good for you, you know? You would be gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But never mind.
So do you remember this Placebo?
Yes.
So the singer from Placebo, he's wearing some eyeliner.
Yeah. But he's a millionaire.
Cute.
He can do what he likes.
Yeah. Oh, and also he's wearing some nail polish. Have you ever applied nail polish? Have you ever worn any nail polish?
Well, I think... No. I had a manicure, like, for the first time ever in my life a few weeks ago. And they put some stuff on, but it wasn't nail polish. It was, like, some kind of preservative stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the girl doing it did a great job.
Yeah,
Katerina and Domogenova, if you're listening.
Hello, thank you very much for taking care of our Rory. Yeah, we call it nail polish. right?
That's not nail polish what I'm talking about, though. It's like some preservative.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Preservative or... God, what do you call it?
I don't know. Strengthening?
To strengthen your nails.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, something like that.
Strengthening lotion?
Yeah. Then, lipstick or lip gloss, right? So we call it a lip gloss. Also, we have liquid foundation. Foundation or concealer. Concealer, so if you have some, you know, spots on your face, you apply concealer. You can also have face powder. Again, ladies, just learn some words of the makeup products that you use.
That's such a great, like, tagline for our podcast.
Learn some words,
would you?
No, but again, like, depending on what you are using, right? So I use all of this, all of the products.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I went to this professional makeup shop and I left, like, 30,000 rubles. And then I kind of thought, like, that seems quite a lot for some makeup.
I don't think I've ever spent 30,000 rubles on one thing in my life. Oh, yeah.
There we go. Yeah.
But it wasn't makeup. It was champagne.
But dear listener, it was on the 8th of March, so it's okay. Only 30,000 rubles, Rory? Only 30,000? What? You should have spent much more.
On champagne?
Yes.
No, I shouldn't
have. And flowers.
No, no.
Anyway, back to makeup. Yeah. So, Rory, you've used, I think, cosmetics. Did you use this cosmetics word? No?
No.
Or you should have.
But the whole thing was about cosmetics.
Right. So, we have the word cosmetics and we say
cosmetics. Oh, I did use the word cosmetics. I said I wasn't au fait with cosmetics.
Cosmetics, yeah. Cosmetics and makeup, are they the same? Or
almost.
Are they different?
They overlap. So, cosmetics are... Makeup is a kind of cosmetic. But makeup is something that you put on your face to enhance what's there. Cosmetics can also be things like moisturizer.
Yep.
I don't know what else because that's all I use.
Nail products, soaps, lotions, hair smoothing products.
Does face scrub count?
What?
Face scrub.
Yeah, absolutely. Scrubs and tanning thingies and self-tanners and bronzers. Any hair products, eye products, lipsticks. So that's like cosmetics in general. We say cosmetics. Mm-hmm. And it's always in the plural. Cosmetics, right.
Unless it's talking about products. Cosmetic products.
Cosmetic product. Yeah, very good. Cosmetic products, but cosmetics. So if you're not into cosmetics, you can say, okay, I'm not into makeup.
A lot of men will probably be totally lost at sea when it comes to this. I was. I looked at these questions. I was like, what are we going to talk about?
No, but again, talk about singers, talk about artists, talk about your friends. And do you give makeup as a gift? Well, yeah, it's like, it's a common gift. For a woman.
I would be very careful about buying makeup for a woman because it could go horribly wrong, couldn't it?
That's why you give a certificate. Okay?
That's
you
lazy.
Put your 30,000 rubles into a certificate and then the lady goes there and buys whatever she wants. Convenient. Now, if you want to buy some cosmetics or if you want to buy some beauty products.
Mm-hmm.
That could be. Yeah. Or you can make it yourself. Handmade soap.
How do you do that? Do you rend it from the fat of your enemy?
Fight Club, yeah. They were making soap there. Rory, you said that some drag performers wear women's makeup.
Yes.
Drag performers?
Yeah. Well, I should have said drag queens, really, because it's like that's... Oh, this is complicated now.
Come on, tell us.
Well, drag queens are gay men that dress up and act in... as overblown female characters, and you can only be a drag queen if you're gay.
Okay, so a drag queen. But there's a word cross-dresser.
A cross-dresser can be a homosexual or a heterosexual man that dresses in women's clothing.
Oh.
But that's not for a performance. Well, it could be for a performance.
For a performance, yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily have to be. Maybe they just like the clothes.
Uh-huh, okay.
But it's interesting because it only applies to men, whereas women can wear men's clothes and it's totally normal. Like trousers, for example.
Trousers are unisex.
Well, yes, that's the point. What makes... This is an interesting question, though. Like, why are, for example... Well, no, it's not. It's kind of normal, actually, because skinny jeans used to be only for women and then men started to wear them and it was fine.
Hmm. Okay. Now, live on this podcast, we're going to choose some cosmetics for Rory. Rory, I'm going to send you a link on Telegram now. And I'm going to ask you live for our listener to choose, I'd say, let's choose five products, okay? So the link is on Telegram now.
Oh, God.
So this is an online shop, all right? So it's
Sephora.com. Sorry about that. Right, Sephora.com. Yeah. How much are they paying us to sponsor them? Nothing. Oh, great. Okay.
So, Rory, I want you to just, in 1 minute, could you choose five beauty products for you? What you gonna buy? For you, yes, for you. So cosmetics, makeup, whatever makes you happy.
I just clicked on skincare and about 100 options came up.
Okay,
what is
and
this?
You should choose and give us the specific name, okay? Because this is a way of learning new vocabulary and checking up what do you call this thing and that thing. So Rory is now going to choose the products for himself. Okay, Rory, where are you? Which category?
Oh my God! Well, I went for skincare because I actually know things about skincare.
Cool. So skincare, which category in skill skin?
I opened up different things. I opened up night cream, face wash and facial cleaner, face masks, and I went to cologne for men and fragrances.
Okay, fragrances.
Because I need some fragrances, actually.
Yeah, fragrances, kind of like
can
perfume.
We not have deodorant too? Do they not have deodorant? Ah, oh, body spray and deodorant. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Because I like that. Cool. Okay, I've got five categories now. How much time do I have left?
2 minutes.
Great.
1 eternity later.
Right, I've got my five.
So, what have you got, Rory?
Right. I have a deodorant stick from Sauvage.
Okay.
That's $25.
Yeah, deodorant stick is like for your armpits,
and of
right?
course it's out of stock. That's ridiculous. Why are you advertising something if it's out of stock? Sephora,
okay,
seriously?
So deodorant stick. Okay, what else?
So a deodorant, you have a stick and a spray. A deodorant stick is the one that you rub under your arms, and a deodorant spray is the one that you spray under your arms. So don't get those confused.
Delicious.
Then I found, what is this? It's called, the company name is Drunk Elephant. That is in stock, and this is called a Proteiny Polypeptide Moisturizer. I think the Russian translation to that is Chepucha.
Moisturizer, this is the word that's, this thing that moisturizes your skin. So moisturizer.
I think it's something that you put on at night.
Nice. Okay. On your face, right? It's face moisturizer.
Then there's a superfood antioxidant cleanser from a company called Youth to the People.
Nice. Cleanser. Cleanser is like a mask, right? Or some cream?
It's a lotion, I think, actually, which means it's like a liquid. And you put that on your hands and rub it on your face, and it's supposed to take away all the rubbish in your pores. Your pores, by the way, are parts of your... Well, they're in your skin. It's where the sweat comes from, and they open and close.
Yep.
And if you have a shower, it's a good idea to have a hot shower first to wash out your pores and then turn the temperature down so they close again.
Yeah.
And that stops you from getting spots.
Nice.
I can't remember who told me that. But.
Very nice.
Then I have Watermelon Glow Hydrolauric Clay Pore Tight Facial Mask.
Okay, a watermelon facial mask. That would be enough.
Yeah. I'm guessing it does something to your pores. It keeps
facial
your pores tight.
Masks.
Because if you have big pores, it's not good, right?
Yeah, we should shut them down.
Yeah, shut it
up
down.
Your pores. Shut up your pores. Yeah, yeah. So we call it facial masks. Or you can call it face masks, but facial is much better.
And the last thing I have is, it's called a spice balm.
Ooh, spice balm.
Infrared Eau de Parfum.
For your
by
boss?
Victor and Rolf. No, it's a fragrance.
Fragrance. Oh,
yeah, it looks like a grenade.
So like perfume.
Yeah, it's got a cool design actually.
Yeah, perfume for men is called fragrance, or we can call it cologne. Cologne.
Or eau de parfum.
Now, Rory, you're all set with cosmetics. Are you happy now?
Well, not really, because the spice balm is $110. This glow clay facial mask is $40. The superfood antioxidant cleanser is $36. I'm basically broke.
$68
for this moisturizer.
Dear listener, all the money that we are getting from premium episodes are going in Rory's cosmetics.
No,
okay?
They're not. I'm not paying for that. No.
Please subscribe to our premium and buy our phrasal verb podcast, so Rory can afford some makeup and cosmetics.
I never buy anything like that. I'm quite happy with my moisturizer from Nivea.
For 50 rubles? 100 rubles?
It's 654, I think.
600? Wow.
Rubles? That's like £6. It's not
rubles.
That much.
Oh, wow. Oh, dear listener, how are you? Are you okay? Mm-hmm. Hopefully, we've just brushed up your makeup vocabulary together with cosmetics vocabulary, and Rory did some online shopping. Life.
And now I'm broke.
Thank you very much for listening.
Bye.
Bye. Rory, do you wear makeup often?
Well, no. I don't think it's very common for men. Actually, the first, last, and only time I've ever worn makeup was about 15 years ago when I did some modelling for a friend. And that was the strangest experience. The makeup they used felt like it was like wall paint being applied to my face. You could feel it like filling the pores. It wasn't very nice.
What does wearing makeup mean to you?
Well, I'm not quite sure what you mean. If we're talking about what it involves, then we could talk about doing your eyelashes, applying lipstick, wearing concealer. If you're talking about who or what it's for, I think it's mostly about enhancing female attributes, especially on the face. Though that's probably a very Western way of seeing it, I suppose.
Do you give makeup as a gift?
Oh, I think I have a very long time ago. But it's not something I usually buy, since I'm not exactly au fait with cosmetics. I'm much better at books or jewellery.
What do you think when you see a man wearing makeup?
Well, I imagine it depends on the kind. A lot of actors wear makeup, and it's quite important for how they work with a camera, as I understand it. And then sometimes male actors in pantomimes wear overblown amounts of it for a comedic effect. And I think some drag performers wear women's makeup as part of their personas for similar reasons.
What about a woman? If a woman wears makeup, what do you think?
Well, I was talking about this with one of my friends the other day, actually, and like people tend to notice more if women don't wear makeup than if they do. Apparently, women look really different without their makeup. And I've seen a lot of my female friends without makeup, and they do look like a lot different in some cases.
Do you think too much makeup on a woman, is it okay? On a woman's face, let's say.
Well, it's ultimately her choice, isn't it? Like, people can do what they like with their bodies, can't they? I suppose if you wear too much makeup, it's not good for your skin, is it? And that's a concern. And there's other times when, oh, people wear so much, like some women in my country wear so much fake tan that they look like Oompa Loompas, and that's not good. I just don't think it's a healthy look. I don't really understand what people get out of looking like that. Maybe they see themselves differently, but I don't think it's a good look. That's just my opinion, though. Who cares what I think? It's their face.